Pre-puzzle number 3.
Okay, Sophia sighs. We'll take care of whatever that sound was after we fix the deflector shields.
Gwen and Sonny get to work on the shields. Meanwhile, you rest your head against your horse's neck. As you feel her relax, your eyes wander around the cave. There are some strange markings on the rock wall behind Oliver.
What are those markings, you ask him.
He turns and steps closer to the wall.
I can't really see, he says.
Try this.
Sophia hands him a sylph-glass bead. As he raises the bead, it begins to glow, casting light on the wall and revealing a pattern of dashes and dots.
Morse code, you say.
I just can't remember what... Sophia snaps her fingers.
Ursa Boros, she says. That's what is written in Morse. Ursa means bear.
Oh, that can't be good.
It's not, Sonny says. They fix the shields and he's standing at the cave entrance. When you join him, you see what he sees. Bears. Several giant bears stand in an arc around the mouth of the cave. Each one refreshes in slow motion, like the fallen tree you saw earlier. Between some of the bears, there are strange floating rectangles. Gwen points to a brand new net stretched above the cave entrance.
Guess that's what that sound was.
Leaving the cave cautiously, you tiptoe behind it, trying not to disturb the bears. But it's no use. The bears and rectangles have formed a complete circle around you. With the net overhead, you're trapped.
Huh, you say. Those rectangles look really familiar.